Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text Number 46. Nirupyatam iha swartha kiyandeha vritosura nishekadish vavastasu klishamanasya karmavi. Nirupyatam, let it be ascertained. Iha, in this world, swartha, personal benefit. Kiyan, how much? Deha brita, of a living entity who has a material body. Asura, O son of demons, nisheka adishu, beginning from the happiness derived from sex life, avastasu, in temporary conditions, klishamanasya, of one who is suffering in severe hardships. Karma B, by his previous material activities. Translation and purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear friends, O son of the Asuras, the living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous fruitive activities. Thus he is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the womb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in fruitive activities which result in hardship and misery? Purport. Karmana daivam naitrena jantura deho papadyate. Deho papadyate taye. The living entity receives a particular type of body according to its karma, or fruitive activities. The material pleasure derived in the material world from one's particular body is based on sexual pleasure. Yanma maitunadi griham edi sukham hitucham. The entire world is working so hard only for this sexual pleasure. To enjoy sex pleasure, maintain the status quo of material life, one must work very hard, and because of such activities, one prepares himself another body, another material body. Prahlad Maharaj places this matter to his friends, the Asuras, for their consideration. Asuras generally cannot understand that objects of sexual pleasure, the so-called pleasure of materialistic life, depend on extremely hard labor. Nirupyatam iha swartha kiyan deha brito sura nishe kadishvavastasu klishamanasya karmavi. My dear friends, O son of the Asuras, the living entity receives different types of bodies according to his previous fruitive activities. Thus he is seen to suffer with reference to his particular body in all conditions of life, beginning with his infusion into the womb. Please tell me, therefore, after full consideration, what is the living entity's actual interest in fruitive activities which result in hardship and misery? In the previous verses, Prahlad Maharaj was talking about how when one strives for material happiness, what he gets is misery from that endeavor. And here Prahlad is asking that, so what's the use of fruitive activities if you work so hard and all you get is misery? You're working for happiness, but you're getting misery. And what is that misery? Nunam pramata krute vikarma et indriya pritiyo aprinoti nisadamanya yata atmanoyam asanmaki pi kleshida ashadeha. So nunam means indeed. This is Maharaj Shabdev speaking in wonder. Nunam pramata. The living entity is mad, pramatta. Why are we mad? Because we're identifying ourselves with these gross and subtle bodies. If someone walked in here and claimed to be Jesus Christ or Napoleon, we probably wouldn't believe them, even if they were convinced. Even they showed us their ID, it said Napoleon on it. And his birth date, 17-something. Still, we would be doubtful. And we think this person was crazy. Anyone who's thinking that they're Napoleon or Jesus Christ or Tarzan, whatever one may think themselves. Still, it's considered to be madness. You're identifying yourself with something you're not. And yet, people think it's perfectly all right to identify themselves with this body, something that we're also not. Another kind of madness. And, as Quinquendi said, Janmaishvarya Shruti Shivir Edamanak Madakpuman Naivahat Devadatu Vai Tvam Akinjana Gochara. That, generally speaking, everyone is working hard to get four different things. Janma means high birth. Of course, we already took our birth, so we can't get a high birth. And people don't believe in the next life. But high birth means to be situated in some country where they are so-called economically developed. And Aishwarya, if you get money, then you're considered to be very fortunate. You may have no brains, you may be the most sinful person on this planet, but if you have money, you're considered to be very elevated, of importance. Shruta, so-called material education, or so-called education, which is material, all based upon how to prove that black is white, and that white is black, and that white can either be black or white, depending how you feel. So that's modern education. Or Shubhaktivinoda Thakur said, modern education means to take a person who is born in ignorance and by educating them in modern society, turn them into less than an animal. Real education has been described as that in the beginning, Jayate, by birth, everyone is born Shudra in Kali Yuga. Jayatam Shudra. Jayatam something Shudra. And then by samskara bhavat dvija. Then by samskara, one becomes twice born. That is when one realizes that there is something more to existence than simply a material body. That's called twice born. By birth, Jayatam Janmana Shudra. Jayatam Janmana Shudra. And then by Samskara Bhavat Vija. Veda Panta Bhavat Vija. And if one studies the Vedas, then it becomes a Vipra. Veda Pata Bhavat Vipra. That is, he understands that he's not this body, at least theoretically. And Brahmana Yachite Brahmanaha. And then when one further advances, one realizes that I'm actually a spiritual soul. So that's education. To take a person born in ignorance, Jayatam Jayate, Janmana Jayate Shudra. To take someone who's born as a Shudra in the mode of ignorance, always lamenting. And to give them an insight that they're actually, there's another existence. Beyond material existence. Veda, Pata, Bhavat, Dvija. So that they have some direction in life. And Veda, Pata, Bhavat, Janmana, Jayate, Shudra, Samskara. By Samskara, give them another vision, another viewpoint that there's something more in life than just eating and sleeping. And then samskara bhavat vija, and by veda pata bhavat vipra, and then let them hear about reality by studying the Vedas, either karmakanda, jnanakanda, Upanishads, or ultimately the bhakti scriptures, so that they can gradually realize that they're eternal. And brahmana yatiti brahmanaha. And then one can realize that one is eternal, one becomes an actual brahman, which is education. Vidyavanaya sampane brahmanigavi hastinu shuni chaiva swapaketa pandita samadarshana. Real education is see everyone, whether they be in the body of a man or a woman or a cow or a dog or a dog eater or an elephant, see them as a spiritual soul within a material body. That's actually education. And by such an education, then as explained by Chanaka Pandit, then matrivat paradareshu, one should see every woman except for one's wife to be like one's mother. And matrivat paradareshu, paradvareshu, lostravat. And to see other people's property is just like garbage in the street. And atmavat paradeheshu, and see all the Vyantis as being like oneself. Yak pandita sa panditaha. So such a vision is, was such a person who has such a vision, he's considered to be learned. But people think, janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, they're being educated simply like cats and dogs, how to increase one's sense gratification rather than to regulate it. And Shrivi, some material conception of beauty, which is all based upon something external. People are not interested in cultivating internal beauty, internal consciousness. They're simply interested in putting on a show outside. Therefore, this so-called education in modern society is actually misdirecting the living entity from the actual goal of life, which is to get free from the material entanglement rather than to get more and more entangled in it. So here, Prahlad Maharaj said that why should you work so hard trying to get happiness from material existence when it's actually just madness, pramattak. That you're putting yourself in a position where you simply become crazier. As Kunti Devi was saying, yes, we're in the bodily concept of life, it's not very pleasant. But then when you actually try to increase the bodily concept of life, like striving to get more money, more material education, more material appreciation, or try to become more and more attractive to others, and at the same time try to get some stable, honorable position in this material world, then you're already mad because you're identifying yourself with the body. But then when you try to increase it, then you become completely crazy. And a crazy person, pramatta, janmaishvara, shuti, shribir, edamanak, madakpuman, naivahat, yavadatumvai, twamakinchana, gochara. And the person who becomes crazy, they can't chant the holy name with any feeling. They're actually convinced that everything is all right. So if we're thinking that everything's not all right, we're thinking we're in difficulty. Well, that's very good. Most people don't think there's any difficulty. It takes some kind of extreme change in the situation for them to recognize that anything might be wrong. So that even if you go to hell, you're going to be looking around to try, after a while, get used to it. You'll think, well, hell is not very good, but if you just drink a little extra water, everything's all right. Maybe a little hot here, but you got to keep yourself hydrated. It says even in hell, people look around for material pleasure. People get used to it. So in the modern society, there's big changes, and after a while, people get used to it. Oh, this is the new, as they say, the new normal. And they try and find some pleasure, some happiness in the new normal. So this is called pramata, because they're taking shelter of the material energy and they don't know the tevidu swartikatim hi Vishnu. They don't know that the actual goal of life to take shelter is Krishna, that the happiness that they're looking for is found when they become conscious of their relationship with Krishna and act accordingly. Then real enlightenment, real knowledge can be obtained, and they can get some security, real security in their eternal identity as Krishna's eternal servant. Nunam pramata kurute. Their kurute means they're working. Vikarma. But they're doing things which are vikarma, which are simply causing more and more problems. They're led by crazy people who are mad after material happiness, their own happiness. People in the material world are not mad after other people's happiness. They're mad after their own happiness. And they'll sacrifice others for their own happiness. That's called vikarma. Yet indriya pritya aprinoti, which is all based upon simply endlessly trying to gratify the senses, which are never satisfied. And what's the problem? So I keep on trying to gratify my senses. Asanapi kleshada. Because simply we're creating more and more miseries for ourselves. Klesha. Adiatmaka, adibodhika, and adidaivika klesha. And the result is asanapi kleshada ashadeha. And then we have to take another body at the end to go through the same thing again and again. Looking for happiness, looking for satisfaction, looking for security, looking for comfort, looking for so many things, and never quite finding it. Sometimes being more miserable and sometimes less miserable situation. Therefore, Maharaj Shabde says, Paravastavarabodha jata yavana jagnasita atmatatvam yavankriyastavari dhammanovai karmatmanas yena sharira bandaha. So, paravastavarabodha jata. One is said to be defeated by the material energy as long as one is not inquiring about his real spiritual identity. Paravastavara bodha jata, by the material illusory energy, bodha jata. Yavana jignasya atma, yavana kriyastavati dhammanovai, and as long as one is engaged in trying to satisfy one's material desires, then maya, illusory energy, will cover us, our consciousness, cover our minds, and therefore our consciousness will be unclear, and because our consciousness is unclear, we'll have to take one body after another. Therefore, Maharaj Shabdes advises not to take your vitamin pill every day. Of course, it's good to take a vitamin pill if you need it. Or to do some extra exercise, whatever. No, he says that the real solution to the problem is to take shelter of Krishna, of course. Pravastavadabodha jata yavana jignasya atmatatvam yavana kriyastavi dhammanovai karmatmaka yena sharira vandaha. That as long as one is covered by his different types of material identification. You're looking up the verse? What's the first word? Paravastavadabodha. No. The next one, the word after that. The verse after that.
This line?
Yeah, what's the first line?
This rabbi?
Yeah. Abodha jata, yavana jignasya atmatat. No, not that one, the one after that. Yes. Where it says about the upadis. Imam mana karma visham prayukte avidyat mam upadiyamane priti navayam mai vasudeva nimuchante yena deho yogena tadva. So as long as one is absorbed in the material upadis. So what's the first word, actually? Evam mana karma visham pranyungte. As long as one avidya mam upudiyamane, as long as one is absorbed in these identification with these bodies, so many different designations and so many duties that go with all the designations. So as long as one is absorbed in this conception of life and working hard to satisfy all the material obligations, pritisna na yavan maya vasudeve, as long as one has not developed love for Vasudev, nimuchante yena deha yadvat. So long one will have to take one body after another. So that's the choice. Either we can stay here, as Prahlad Maharaj said, and search after becoming Tarzan or Jane or Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or Romeo or Juliet, imagining ourselves in some kind of eternal, you know, Madhurya Rasa or something like that here in the material world. As long as we search after those things, then we have to stay here and 8,400,000 species of life search after material happiness in terms of family, society, friendship, and love. And then leave the body in great anxiety and take another body, 8,400,000 species of life. As I said before, when Prabhupada was coming back from the doctor's appointment in Los Angeles, and he passed by a movie theater, and the movie theater, the title of the movie was, Is There Sex After Death? So Prabhupada, when he came back, he gave a class, and he mentioned that to the devotees. He said, when you go out on Book Distribution Day or preaching, then you should tell them, because I saw this title of the movie, Is There Sex After Death? And you should tell them they don't have to worry, that there is sex after death. And 8,400,000 species of life, they'll have sex after death. And he said, if you tell them that, they won't be afraid of death anymore. So this is material life. We're eternal. Just a question of how we want to spend eternity. Searching after happiness or actually finding happiness. Most people in material existence, they've come here to search for happiness. They'd like to get happiness, but they don't want it to be with Krishna, who is the source of happiness. Therefore, because they're looking for something that doesn't exist, it's going to take a long time before they find it. In other words, they'll never find it. And if they look for Krishna, then at least even at the beginning, if they're sincere and make an effort, then Krishna will give them some vishaya vinivartante, niraharaside inam rasavarjam rasopyasya param dushva nivartate. He'll give them some higher taste. That even at the beginning of sadhana bhakti, then there's klesha agni and subhada. There's the alleviation of the misery coming from sinful desires, sinful activities, sinful reactions. And there's the development of auspiciousness. And one of those aspects of auspiciousness is that it's attractive to everyone. It's beneficial for everyone. And it gives one a higher taste. It gives something beyond material sense gratification. If one sincerely takes to it through the process of sadhana bhakti. Therefore our business is to tell people about that there is a God who's the source of all pleasure, and you can actually experience the pleasure of associating with him, but you have to follow a scientific process. And when people have some intelligence and they understand, then they'll try to chant Hare Krishna. And if they're more fortunate, then they'll read these books, learn how to chant Hare Krishna, how to worship the deities, so in any place, any time, they can engage in Krishna service and make some progress, utilize this human form of life for something more than just chewing the chewed. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? That's my question. I ask a question every day and no one answers it. Remains unanswered. Thank you very much. Grandiraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.